But you don't see very many of them.
Have you ever heard it called a stake and rider fence?
No.
And something you could carry water in would be called a...
canteen?
Or, well, say if you had a well, something made out of cedar that you could haul the water in. Well, what would you milk in?
Milk pail.
Okay. Would you call it a pail if it's made out of wood?
Yeah.
What about the word bucket? Do you ever use that?
Yeah, use bucket too.
What's the difference?
I don't know the difference. Yeah, we have buckets and pails, but I couldn't tell you the difference in. Boy, you're bringing back memories. I mean, when you start saying things.
But which, what do you think of if someone mentioned the word bucket? What would you be picturing? What material would it? Would that sound old fashioned to you, or would it sound?
A bucket wouldn't sound old fashioned as a pail. I say a pail would sound older than the bucket would.
Could the bucket? What would you call something made out of plastic? If you wanted to wash your car, you'd put the soap in it.
I'd say a bucket.
Okay. Why would you carry food to the hogs then?
You talking about like go slop the hogs?
Uh-huh. Put the food in it. Do you ever hear a swill pail or slop bucket?
Slop buckets, yeah.
Did your grandfather ever have hogs?
No. Never
have
did.
Ever
never been around.
Kill them? And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you could put them in
a vase.
And something that you could fry eggs in would be a
skillet.
Would you have another name for it if it's made out of a different? What kind of material would that be made out of?
Well, we've got two different kinds down there now, but I'd call both of them a skillet.
Do you ever see one that has little legs on it you can use for cooking in the fireplace?
No, never had.
Did you ever hear of a spider?
No.
And something a long time ago, people would wash their clothes by hand. They sometimes have a big black thing out in your yard that could heat the water to boil the clothes in. They'd call that a
kettle.
Okay, any other name for that?
Yeah. It's called a wash pot, too.
Do you ever see people wash like that?
No. Yeah, I have. When we had the rent houses, they'd wash out back with a fire under it and wash their clothes in it like that with a scrub board.
Did y'all just send your clothes into the laundry or? Have a
wringer. We had a washer most of the time. My mother washed by hand sometime before we got the clothes washing. She did that.
Did many people have maids and cooks and all? Or was that out before your time?
No, we had some. You know, they come in there and clean up. But as far as cooking, we never had one that cooked.
To set the table next to each plate for the people to eat with. You'd give everybody a
knife and a fork.
And a
spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Steak knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd have to go
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, to get the suds off, she
rinses them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them.
Dish rag.
What about when you dry them?
Call that a wash rag.
Okay. And to bathe your face with?
Face rag. Face.
And to dry yourself?
A towel.
And if you had something in a big container, you wanted to pour it into something near the mouth to keep it from spilling out, pour it through
a phone.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go fast, beat them.